Be sure your sin will find you out. You can't get away from it. What I have done, I have done. The past is there, and the sense of guilt is there. And I know that I've got to answer for it. And how can I answer for it? And I've listened to a gospel that tells me that God is holy and righteous and true, that God is the judge of the earth, that God has made men and made him responsible, and that I've got to meet him and to face him. And I know I can't. I get rid of my troubles. I try to forget my guilt. I take my alcohol. I forget him. I take my drugs. I plunge into pleasure. And I'm not thinking of my guilt, and I think I'm happy. Then I'm alone, and back it comes. The morning after the night before, the remorse, the agony, the accusations, and how can I stand before God in the judgment? I can't! And while I know that I'm wretched, I'm unhappy, I can't be filled with gladness. It's there, and I can't get rid of it. And there's only one way to get rid of it. And that is to look at this Christ, this Jesus of Nazareth, this Son of God. And I look at him on the cross. And I know that my sins have been dealt with. He's borne them in his own body on the tree. He's taken my guilt upon himself. He's received my punishment. God has smitten him for me. And God is just and righteous, and he'll not punish the same sin twice over. If he's punished it in Christ, he will not punish it in me. I know as I look at him that my sins are blotted out and forgiven. The past shall be forgotten. It is forgotten.